Phil will now introduce the first of our selection of letters published in the Evening News this week.
Our first three letters this week all react to the news that the Western link to the NDR is being paused. Chris Dady, who is chair of a CPRE in Norwich, CPRE is the Council for the Preservation of Rural England, is perhaps unsurprisingly pleased, but wants to see the project scrapped, not just paused. Council must swallow pride. Brakes slammed on flagship road. This recent headline about the Western Link Road will bring relief that an environment disaster is averted and dismay that there's no end in sight to the plight of residents living in a rat run. Our concern is that the report suggests a pause, not a complete scrapping of the scheme, which is a disaster for both sides of the argument. The opportunity exists for a solution if only Norfolk County Council swallows their pride, accept wrong decisions have been made, and now work to put an acceptable solution in place before any more public money or time is wasted.
Denise Carlow of College Road in Norwich also welcomes the news, but wants to see bus services upgraded in the area. She says, "Rare welcome news for the environment that the proposed Norwich Western Link is being kicked into the long grass. Biodiversity has been eradicated from our countryside to the extent that the UK is labelled as one of the most nature-depleted countries in the world. We need to protect every remaining scrap of natural habitat and its precious wildlife. Cross Valley bus services will form a pivotal measure in any Plan B. Norfolk County Council was recently awarded £16 million for buses for 2025-26, and this comes on top of the £49.55 million of bus service improvement plan funding handed to the council for 2022-2025. There can be no excuse for the council not trialling a new bus service in the near future connecting Drayton, Taverham and Cossey with the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, UEA and the Norwich Research Park. Frequent, reliable and affordable bus services using zero-carbon bus vehicles would reduce congestion and rat running, protect the environment and support the economy."
But John Bennett of Oak Apple Drive in Dereham wonders why bats get more attention than solar farms. A world of contradictions. It's a funny old world when a colony of bats can pause a road scheme proposed by a local authority, and yet 17,000 acres of solar farms are deemed to have so little impact on nature that they can be pushed through by central government.
Not all this week's letters were focused on the NDR. Doug Fulcher of Thorpe St Andrew is sorry for Norfolk's market towns. "We're told that plans are in hand to improve the high streets of our market towns. I departed my hometown of Wyndham 30 years ago, having lived and worked there most of my life, apart from 5 years national service. Wyndham was always a bustling Norfolk market town, offering good shopping facilities, with organisations able to offer the 10 to 12,000 or so people living there plenty to occupy their minds socially. The town was usually busy with people making the place feel alive. Now I visit to get my hair cut, shop at Clements Hardware and have the occasional pub lunch. On those visits I find the town dull as ditchwater. The streets almost empty, the people gone. Where are all the people? And how is nearly £1 million of funding going to make the town centre more attractive than it already is? The market cross in Wyndham Town Centre, being a building most other market towns would give a king's ransom for. I'm sorry for Norfolk's market towns. Out-of-town shopping centres with their free car parks and coffee shops and the internet have killed them off. Money alone will not revive them. They're simply a relic of yesterday."
And Frances Middleton of Honingham was devastated when she saw that a beautiful chestnut tree had been cut down. "I was devastated as I drove out of my village this morning. A silent, angry cry filled my car. Angry and sad as I mourned the loss of a beautiful chestnut tree on the corner by the A47. And there's the point, of course. The lane out of Honingham, where I live, has been shut for a week in order to fell trees as part of the now all-consuming duelling of the wretched A47, a work my village is in the middle of. So no more Conkers on that corner. No more perfect pink and cream candles in the spring. My question is, when, oh, when will trees be given financial worth? When will a badger's set be worth money? When will the beauty of our countryside figure, economically, in the planning departments of East Anglia and elsewhere? Because until then, this sort of vandalism will continue. Ironic that we were told the felling was for a cycle path, presumably for the public to access nature. If we do not change radically the worth we put on our environment, not just bats, and protect it, there will not be any nature to cycle through. Until we say, stop this destruction, until we value our environment in financial terms that the moneymakers and planners understand and protect it accordingly, the green, which is so good for our health, will continue to disappear. Over the top, am I? Yes, I am. That's what's needed. A few more people to boil over at the destruction of a tree.